vision. It doesn't mean the eyes. It's the knowingness that we've talked about. It doesn't mean you have to know all the details of what's going to happen. It's the vision. Vision of your enlightenment in this lifetime. It's right here. It's not a mental vision. It's not one you have to conjure up in your mind. It's a vision, a knowingness, that you came into this lifetime. I'm saying it's your last lifetime. You came into this lifetime so deeply committed that nothing will get in your way. Not even yourself. I always liked that part. When you said, nothing's going to get in my way, not even myself. If it means having to fall off a ladder, get in a car accident, whatever. You weren't going to let anything get in your way. You had such a vision. Such a vision for why you're here. It's still there. The beauty of this is you don't have to do anything. You don't have to work the vision. You don't have to figure out how to get it done. It's already done. You just need to come back to that vision. The enlightened, embodied master. Not 10 years from now. Not later. Right now. That vision alone, that reconnection is enough. It will move mountains and boats. That vision, that knowingness, without doubt, that bold vision is all that is needed. Everything else just starts falling into place. That's when you, the master, can just have this big old smile on your face. That's when you can allow energies to serve you. That's when you don't scoff or hold back at wealth and riches, at health. Put the foot on the brake. That vision. That's what you brought into this lifetime. You know, that vision, that's the one of the two things that you held, you regarded as being so precious. So very precious that you hid it away. You didn't want anything to distort or pollute or corrupt that vision. So you hid it away. So that it wouldn't be exposed to the harsh things of this world. You hid it away because you knew that you would be very vulnerable to darkness in this lifetime, more than other lifetimes. I'll repeat that. You knew that you were going to be vulnerable to darkness in this lifetime, more than any other. So you hid away that vision so it would not be corrupted. you're going to be more vulnerable to darkness because you're going to be more sensitive. You're going to be more of an explorer. And you knew that the time had come when you couldn't run from the darkness anymore, yours or any others. You couldn't run from it anymore. You couldn't hide in the light anymore. True integration is integrating everything. Darkness and light. High and low. Good and bad. Masculine, feminine. So you hid away that vision of your enlightenment so well that you could almost say that you forgot where you put it. But you know, I didn't. I saw where you hid it. I knew we were going to be sitting here like this right before the holidays. After crossing over a historic marker of 2012, I knew there would come a point where you weren't going to tolerate just surviving anymore. You weren't going to put up with just monthly talks about how wonderful enlightenment could be. I knew there was going to come a point where if we didn't get on with it, we'd have mutiny right here. Crimson Circle. So I had the vision, you had the vision that we'd be sitting here, gentle seasonal music playing in the background, nice Hanukkah tree on the stage. And I knew we would talk about vision once again. The vision you had, the vision, the knowingness that the enlightenment was already here. Not off someplace else, but right here. The vision, the awareness. And then, in this form of kasama, meaning it's already happened, then I said, you know, it takes a really bold, courageous being to have a vision and to allow it. Very bold, courageous. One thing to have the vision, the knowingness of enlightenment, hold it off at a distance, much as you would hold a carrot in front of a horse. It's another thing, quite another thing, to allow it. In a way, you could say it's almost fun up to a point to have the vision and to keep working towards it. Keeping it unrealized, kind of fun, up to a point. But then, well, then the life starts going out of you. You don't feel so alive. You feel like you're just surviving. Happens a lot, actually, in those who pursue the spiritual work. I would say that everyone who gets involved in spirituality, and to a degree, and to religion, everyone has a true heartfelt desire to know something greater. But then, so often, the spiritual work, groups, books, products. Or just a means of survival. Or just a distraction. Or just another statement to the self that the self isn't ready. Sooner or later, you get tired of all that. We come to a moment of truth. It's already happened, and it's happening. Funny thing is, this moment of truth right now, it's not just happening here, it's actually also happening in everything about your past. What you're feeling right now is being felt by you, a young child, at Christmas time, a young adult from Christmas 20, 25 years ago. It's all being felt. It's remembering that vision, that beautiful vision, a commitment. This is it. Now that we felt back into this vision and the commitment of enlightenment in this lifetime, the next step is to be so courageous, outrageous, bold, and let it come into you. No more waiting or holding off. No more settling for anything other than the full realization. No more thinking, no more doubting, no more games. This is it. This is it. It's do or die. So let's do. I understand why you hid the vision, why you pretended it wasn't there. I can understand why you didn't want it ever corrupted. You would rather not realize it or not own it rather than having it get distorted by you, by others. But let's pull it out again. Let's take it from where it's been hidden. Open it just like you'd open a Christmas present. You know, right now, don't wait. Don't wait for next Christmas. Open it up just like it's been sitting under that tree. Just waiting for you. Please, please do open it up. It's your enlightenment. It's your awareness. It's your fulfillment. Feel it. See, it was really easy. It wasn't all that hard. Now, just bring it right into you. Just bring it right in. Your body, bring it into your body and your mind. It's alive. See, it's alive. It wasn't the Book of Secrets. It wasn't a magic wand. It was you, your vision. It's alive. You don't have to do things like fall off ladders or get into car accidents or get that bad news from the doctor as false ways of feeling alive. This vision is alive. Bring it into yourself, into your body, into your eyes, your nose, your mouth. Let it flow into your ears, into your belly, into your feet, into your days and nights. It's alive. Take a good deep breath, my dear friends.